Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Well, Jerry, it's been an interesting week. We're recording this at the close of the market on Wednesday, so things could change on Thursday and Friday, but it's been a great day because the Federal Open Market Committee met, and it's amazing in just a short 17 days when they told us they might be able to stop quantitative easing. They're now saying that they must keep the $85 billion a month bond purchase plan in place. And then they dropped the bombshell on us that not only that, but they're going to need another $1.4 trillion in 2014. And, of course, the gold market has reacted favorably and is now up over $1,680 an ounce. So it's been a very good first 3 days of the week. The other things that have been of interest, we've seen the Treasury bill auction, the $29 billion of the new seven-year debt they've created, auctioned at about 1.42%, which was higher than they had hoped. So we're starting to see a topping in the bond market, which is good for gold because a lot of people, when they move out of bonds, move to gold that don't like to use stocks. So this is another indicator that I feel we're closing in on about a 45-day period where we will get a breakout in gold as the debt ceiling issue we've talked about the last several weeks, plus the Fed now saying they will be monetizing debt all year and buying $85 billion a month, plus another $1.4 trillion, plus another $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion on the debt ceiling coming up. So there's a lot of money going to be created, and it is looking like inflation might finally get bumped up a little bit. We've had to be patient while some of these dark holes that have been eating money up, basically where money goes and doesn't come back in the market, are starting to slow down. So I do feel we'll see a breakout in gold. It's interesting, too, that for the month of January, gold's up about 1.5%. But silver's up 7% for just the first month. And that's just continuing to show the shortage of physical that I've been talking about for several weeks. And certainly it's getting worse by the day. And I bet in January we probably had the largest average silver sale we've ever had per sale divided into how much we sold. We're seeing large money move into silver knowing the shortage, and more and more you see people confident that while there still can be shorts out there and major companies shorting gold and silver and manipulating it to some extent, it's certainly getting harder and harder as more and more people move in this market. And I really think this is the year that we'll see an increase in percentages recommended by money managers as to what percentage they want their clients to have in precious metals, as well as a host of new people that have not been involved in the metals market move in, even with a small percentage of their portfolio. So it's a really interesting year, but it also could be a funny year from the standpoint that the market sits still, and then takes a big jump like it has in silver and then sits still or pulls back some. So certainly the volatility is not going to go away, but more and more people are realizing the need for hard assets, and central banks are just continuing, especially led by China, their assault on any large gold physical deal that comes up. They're buying it with their reserves, and that, I can tell you, is not going to change. And one last comment I want to make, Jerry, before we close up this week, is the misconception about interest rates. I have people saying, well, the Fed says they're not going to raise interest rates through 2014, and that is true, but they're talking about loaning to member banks. You as a client are not a member bank. Your interest rates are affected in the market. Mortgage rates are going up. Bond rates are just started headed up, which means bond value will go down. They're not interest rates that we're using in the real world. So interest rates are expected to rise as all this money is created, and certainly we know as interest rates rise, the bond market will get hurt and the stock market to some extent, but it will be very good for us in the metals because And we'll know, number one, the dollar will be devalued some, and they'll try to bring it back up some as they're forced to pay higher rates to people they're borrowing money from in the U.S. Treasury market, all these different treasuries. So don't believe for a minute that interest rates are the same for the next 2 years, because that's not going to happen. We are going to see higher interest rates unless we have a worldwide recession. And a lot of you that read my debt ceiling article that was published by, put out by Jerry on FTMDaily.com, you know, really, if you have numismatic coins, you really need to look at getting those into bullion coins. The performance, while they were very respectable and pretty good for the $20 gold pieces in 2012, they've lagged way behind, and I don't think that's going to change. But if you are holding rare coins, the $20 gold pieces are the best to be holding, because they are close to 1 ounce. They're 0.9675 ounces. So they do move somewhat with gold. But if you need to talk to me, I can be reached at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you know my email blast, that's completely confidential, we don't share that with anyone, you can go to FTMDaily.com and hit the precious metals button, and you can sign up for, and I usually send out two or three emails a week giving you an update on market conditions, economic conditions, specials, buyer sell signals, and the different markets we follow. Before I close, I want to mention the tremendous success we've had in Palladium. For y'all out there that had patience, we've seen it go from 566 in November to 750. So it's been well worth hanging in there, and it looks like it's still got plenty of upside left to us. So long term, it's still not a bad time to be buying Palladium, or if it does peak out in February, as it's done several times in the past, you may want to wait and buy when it takes a dip back below 700, if it does. But at least we've been right to stay in there and see this big gain. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.